Senate Republican leader John Braun says people who can least afford it are now paying an average of more than $4.90 a gallon at the pump.
The folks who are living the closest to poverty, who have the most limitations, whether it's distance traveled to work or ability to afford an electric vehicle, the idea that we should punish them and essentially make their lives unaffordable here in Washington is just wrong.
Experts attribute the surge to Democrat climate policies, especially the cap and trade program.
We call it a cap and tax because what it really ends up doing is taxing our citizens, making Washington unaffordable for working folks around the state.
Braun says Governor Inslee's earlier claim that any effect on gas prices would be mere pennies was either ignorant or dishonest.
The governor was always being disingenuous when he said it'd raise it by pennies. He always left out how many pennies. It turns out it's a lot of pennies.
Braun says the legislature must act to bring gas prices down. I'm Tracy Ellis.